This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
When that man's in the club, he needs to eat. His blood sugar is low from diabetes. And now that man has to put in needles in his ass with some insulin. Shots, 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 shots,
diabetes!
Shots, 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 diabetes!
It's now a major music video.
Yeah, it is.
That very song. You can go to, I'll give you some options. You can go to facebook.com/RiseGuys. You can go on Twitter at The Rise Guys or on Instagram at O'Matthew. No, at The Rise Guys. At The Rise Guys. You can see it's a music video that has been made to that very song. About my diabetes. 1 week from today, y'all. 1 week from today, we'll be in just eclipsing hour one of the 28-hour show for Toys for Tots.
27 hours to go.
27 hours to go. In a week. Yeah. That's next week. Next Thursday, we go on the air at 6 a.m. at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena and stay on the air till Friday morning at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
It's this thing we've done for 15 years.
Yes.
They should have a hockey game for that long, too.
Play for 28 hours?
Yep.
Goodness.
They should try. I mean, if we do radio, they should, that's what they do. They should play hockey for 28 hours.
We lost a close one, guys. A million to whatever. A million.
They have a game that night.
Mm-hmm.
They will have a game that night.
Next Thursday night, they're playing.
Yeah.
The Norfolk Admirals.
That's right. We're going to smash them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to stomp them. That's what rabbits do.
Yeah.
But we're going to stomp them.
Stomper's the mascot.
Yes, thank you. You know what Jimmy told me earlier?
What's that?
He said, you look handsome today. And then he said, you know what else?
I was talking to myself.
He said, I looked at the 10-day forecast. Did you tell Paige yet?
Please don't.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you already did?
Yeah, she forgot, though, apparently.
No, I remember everybody. You did tell me, and I don't want to hear any more of that.
They are calling for snow.
Oh, my goodness.
You tell them to get out of here.
During the 28-hour broadcast, that has never happened.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been cold as blank.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that 1 year where we just were
bundled up, looking like South Park? Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We were a meme.
Never mind. They're no longer calling for snow that night. Oh. Just look. Now it's a 16% chance of precipitation.
It worked.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I'm looking like, oh.
Praise the Lord.
Well, yeah, because that would kill our turnout. If it snowed, people don't go anywhere around here.
Oh, my God.
We need bread and milk donations for Toys for Tots.
Some kids are going to get a carton of eggs.
We would have bread and milk on the table.
Wow.
Kids, you all get sour milk.
You get an omelet for Christmas, buddy.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Thank God, for real, because that would have been just disastrous.
Can you imagine just sitting there in the snow? Oh, my gosh.
Not just
without a heater?
Well,
yes.
I'm looking at it more of the turnout would be very poor with the snow.
Yeah.
But now, okay, we're good then. Okay, good. I feel very relieved.
It's going to be, cold enough to break your batting gloves out or your Mizuno's.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll bring my mechanic's glove. You'll say, is that Sting? Oh, no, it's Matt Man at the 28-hour show.
Don't wear your MMA gloves.
No.
You better have some fingertips.
Yeah. Yeah, you bundle up for that. That is next Thursday. If you're a new listener to the show, literally, this is our 15th year doing it. And, excuse me, year before last, we hit the $1 million mark. I'm speaking for myself, but I know you all agree. It is such a thrill to do it.
It's the best, man. It's one of my favorite things we do. It's my favorite thing of the whole year, the 28-hour show.
It is. It is so much fun. Because you get to see, like, there's something to it. Even the hardest of hearts, there's just something to it when you see a community come together to do something good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's such a good feeling. And you you feel energized when you leave there.
Yes.
Like when I go home every year, I can't go home and go right to sleep. I can't. No. I'm like all still like all zoomed up.
You can't even take a nap for all that long. Uh-huh. I mean, you wind up what going to bed around 12 or 1 for a couple hours, and then you're back up looking for something else to do.
Yeah.
And then you feel depressed because you were riding that high for 28 hours. Now it's Friday evening and nobody wants to talk to you anymore because they're sick of you.
Right. Yeah, I know. Like your social media was like so active for like 3 days and then all of a sudden it just dies for 2 days.
Nobody loves you anymore.
Yeah, and there's no report on everybody's like, hey, how many toys did you get? It's like, dude, I've been asleep for 2 days.
Yeah, I've been napping, man.
The Marines are still counting them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Marines are out there with us every year. It's great for it's great for kids. I mean, my kid's grown up through this. I mean, she turned 16 in January when the show turned 16, same month.
Mm-hmm.
She's grown up in all this, but they have all the artillery set up, all the big guns, all the big tanks and stuff. It looks like, you know, like there's some kind of war being declared on the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
Yes.
When you go, but no, it's all in just raising toys for tots for the kids of the upstate. And it's got nothing to do with faith, but what such a blessing to be involved in. Such a, you feel blessed.
See all the artillery? You could talk so much junk to people in traffic if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Come get some.
Yeah. And like we said, if you have a business and you would like to be a drop-off spot, especially those that are outside the Greenville area, I know we've got somebody lined up in Anderson. If we've got any in Spartanburg, I mean, any convenience that we can do to help out with this, we're glad to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We would love, though, the toys.
It's the most important thing.
Absolutely. We're doing a deal with Opie Taylor's. They always work out a deal with us every year. They're so good to us. The local toy store downtown Greenville. This year they're going to match it dollar for dollar up to $5,000. So, that turns into $10,000 worth of toys, and we get to go spend it.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun.
That's an awesome thing. It's my favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
I don't ever get to go and shop with thousands of dollars and just buy whatever I want.
I know.
So much fun.
Yeah. So it's a pleasure. It's a blessing. It's something great to be involved in. Go by and just grab the toys and bring them by with your kids. Or if you don't have kids, just come by there. Hang out. I mean, you're free to hang out with us for, let's not hang out all night, but, 30-minute intervals. You hang out as long as you want to.
Putting a cap.
Yeah, there's always, food that they have going on and all that, and it's a great time. And somebody also will have to do a 28-hour pigskin punishment next
28
Thursday.
28 hours of it.
Oh.
Just like nine will have to do in, now less than an hour.
Well, I don't have to 28 hours of it.
Pigskin punishment.
It's going to feel like that long.
You have to make it snow now because you said it was going to. That's the punishment.
Hey, I repeated the weather forecast. They changed that, not me. As far as I'm concerned, it can snow.
You said the other day, I don't have many phobias. It's hard to punish me, you said.
I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It did make it a little tough.
No, I know his deepest, darkest secrets. And if I have to expose those on the radio to get over, I will.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we all do that.
Yeah.
That's true.
We all go into business for ourselves every once in a while.
Well, yeah, that's how this works.
But as your best friend, I feel as though I got to give you some kind of clue. Let me see what you're wearing again. Let me see your shoe.
Okay.
I'm wearing my gray Asics, which I have.
Are you still driving your mom's car?
I got mine back almost a month ago, and then I had a rental car. I drove her car for 3 days towards the 1st of October.
Yes.
Thanks for noticing.
Yes. I know you've been in it.
Yeah, hello.
You were in it yesterday. It was my car you were in.
That was your car?
It was my car.
They all look alike.
It was my Yota.
Nice. It has nothing to do with your car.
Okay.
I need to protect your vehicle. Fat Boy wanted to go and flatten all your tires, and I was like, no, buddy.
Yeah, I wanted to cost you some money.
Well, that's the thing is I don't know if you could bend over to remove the valve stems. Wouldn't be that bad.
Good point.
You got to fall on your back and take a bump and do it.
Nine?
Right.
I'm going to give you a hint of what you're going to have to do in the 8 o'clock hour today.
Okay.
For your pigskin punishment because you lost this week. How many games did he lose? Five?
Five games, yeah. Three
lost
and five.
Five games. Nine?
What?
Congratulations on getting your car back.
Thank you. Thank you much.
Here's the tease. Your pigskin punishment is going to be something we've already done before.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
So.
That's all I'm saying.
I could, let's see, I could have to eat Carolina Reaper peppers out of Reese's cups. I could pour hot sauce through a neti pot into my sinuses. Mm. I don't wear Nikes. You wouldn't burn my shoes, I don't think.
We
think again.
What we're doing right now is recapping previous bits that we've done.
Let's see. I do have a guitar in my car if you want to hit me with that.
Oh, is it an Ibanez?
No, it's blue.
It's an Ibanez.
All I know about it is it's blue.
That's four.
I didn't necessarily say it was one of the punishments. Maybe you're going to have to talk to a psychic.
Oh, no.
After yesterday's show, we don't want to do that.
I have to use a Ouija board by myself.
That's hard to do.
Remember years ago, you did the ice cream sundae?
Yeah.
What if we're going to involve the snake in that?
Oh, gosh.
I like snakes. They don't eat ice cream.
It's going to be an ass cream sundae.
They don't eat ice cream.
No.
Getting back to that Richard Gere gerbil thing.
This one's lactose tolerant. This snake is.
They still don't eat ice cream.
It'll be an ice cream Thursday.
That's the worst idea ever.
This is the best. Okay, that's it. That's all we're going
to
say.
If it was that and anybody else loses the rest of the season, oh, it's going to be the worst thing you ever had to do in your life.
I will
exploit everything I know about anybody in the room if it's something along those lines there.
That's why I'm not going so deep with this one.
Yeah, you know better. You know I'm vindictive sometimes.
Oh, boy.
5 days a week.
Wow.
He's gotten way better, but Nine is the laziest competitive person I know. He's gotten better on the lazy part, certainly, but he's always been very competitive, but not, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Not overtly competitive, but competitive.
Yeah. Mentally competitive.
Yeah.
Not physically competitive.
Yeah, I'm just not up beating my chest about it, but in my mind, I'm competing.
Something that we've done before, you will do today. It is pigskin punishment. Huh. Right after we do headlines, a little after 8 o'clock, you will have to pay your penance for losing football picks this week.
Man, I hope it's the snake, because I love that snake. She's sweet.
When we come back.
Sure she is.
Something
she is.
For everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, an all-new Facebook Fuster!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. People just like you. Screenshot by the P1s. Send in anonymously, of course. We never, ever give away our source. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. Scene one. Playing the role of Allison will be freaking me. Playing the role of Carrie will be Paige. Playing the role of Wes will be Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Oh, that's me.
And playing the role of Ivan.
Yes!
Will be Fat Boy.
I'm
excited about that one.
And action. Allison Blankshaw is in a relationship with Ivan Blankoff.
Congrats, girl. It's about time you announced it.
Ha ha, I know, right?
You two are Facebook official now.
I know. He treats me like a queen. I can't wait for us all to get together for drinks soon.
Hey, congrats, I guess.
You guess?
Never mind.
No, go on. What are you talking about? You're being an ass H now.
So you roll, blank blanker.
Tags Wes Sharts. No, never mind me. Come on here, stirring up a hornet's nest. What you talking about?
I'm just saying, maybe wait a little bit before announcing new relationships. That's all. That's all I mean.
Whoa. Ivan and I have officially been seeing each other for 2 months. And you know what? I do have a life off Facebook, you know.
Well, yeah, you do. And you have 2 kids, too, off Facebook. And before Ivan, there was Kevin. So what are the kids thinking about all this?
How about I track you down and found you? I will stomp your hands broken with my feet. She is mine. Stay away from my lady. Bitch-ass man boy, die.
Post emojis of hands clapping and 3 hearts. One pink, one red, one black. Wes, I don't know you, okay? But clearly you are jealous of their relationship and are just being a jealous bitch, probably because Allison won't give you some.
Thank you, Kerry. And hello to you, Wes. I will gouge out your eyes and shave your head with broken glass. I am more man in my pinky than your whole body has manhood. I will come to your work and be waiting to drive my elbow into your spines with great thunderous pain. Where is your place of employment so I can wipe your ass?
Wait a minute, you guys. Wes is my cousin. Ivan, you would likely meet him on Thanksgiving at Aunt Nancy's house.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. I see. When I see this talk, I read the words as negative words, and for that, I would like to say I'm sorry to you, Wesley. I believe after we meet and you see that I truly love your cousin, we will be friends forever, now and in next life.
Hey, man, no worries. Look, I spoke out of turn, too, I guess. I look forward to meeting you and whipping you in some beer pong.
Bring it on. I will win in beer pong and then trip to the ground and ram the heel of my boot into the balls of your crotch.
Insane! I love Ivan.
Ivan is my favorite.
Ivan is great. He's going to trip you to the ground and then run the heel of his boot to the balls of your crotch.
They must be from Inman.
So good.
God. He would go to his work and wipe his ass.
This is missed in translation, lost in translation. That was great.
Ivan.
That was good. With thunderous pain. He has the cadence of Rusev, doesn't he?
Rusev.
Stiff.
He sounds like Ivan from Eastbound and Down.
Out of picture.
Where is your place of employment so I can come wipe your ass?
Where do you work?
Paige, pull it together.
I'm sorry. I'm
Paige tickled. Is tickled.
I love Ivan.
Where's job?
Scene 2. Playing the role of Marge will be freaking me.
Yeah,
playing
Marge.
The role of Greg will be Jimmy J. Jackie.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Roger. Or is it Roger?
I believe it's Roger.
His fat boy. And playing the role of Joyce.
Okay.
Is Paige. Yay. And action. So, all Bryson talked about since Easter was Dead Red Redemption Game, and since it came out on his birthday, me and Raj got it for him. Y'all know he's been through a lot this summer if you follow my page. Lord, I don't know what to think. What happened to cowboys and Indian? All this cussing and carrying on. We've been thinking about taking it away from him.
So the cussing bothers you, but killing everything that moves is okay? He won't hear anything on that game that Raj don't say when Clemson loses a game.
Hey, now. You leave my Tigers out of this. That's all I have to say.
Well, them boys have not lost a game all year, but he is 13 years old, and he's in that room all day and night, and all I hear come out of there is bang, bang, boom, boom, pow, pow, boom.
Well, that could just be Raj watching Bonanza reruns without his hearing aids. Let the boy play his game.
They do not talk like that on Bonanza. Look. I'm just worried. I never have raised a grandbaby before.
Well, it don't sound like the joyful noise we are supposed to be making, if you ask me.
Nobody asked you, Joyce.
Exactly. Who are you?
I'm Greg, and I have good sense.
Nobody lets a child play a game like that. Has a lick of sense, but y'all didn't ask me.
Well, at least you're catching on to that part.
Lord, I think I'm going to have to take that game back. I just watched him play some, and that ain't nothing like Bonanza. He's 13 years old running around killing people and then stealing their money after he shot them, robbing people. What are we doing to these kids?
You know what I do is I talk to Reverend McBlanks every time about stuff like that. He's over the youth, and he knows all about that kind of stuff.
Oh, why in the world didn't I think of that?
Well, you know, hon, God bless.
Oh, come on, Aunt Marge. Make your own decisions. Don't ask the guy I used to steal cookies out of the vending machine with in high school.
Lord, help me. I just came home from work, and they've got it hooked up in the living room now so Raj can watch.
Look, you take it away from him if you want to, but watching that game is better than any of them John Wayne movie I got on Blu-ray.
I gave you those for Christmas.
You done stepped in it now, Uncle Raj.
I'll be praying for all y'all now that I see what a dumb game can do to a whole family.
End scene. Oh, Dead Red Redemption. That's the best.
Where'd you draw your inspiration from for that one, Matt?
Oh, Lord.
It's nothing like Bonanza.
Where did I draw that? What, for that voice?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It was several different characters mixed into that one, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That was fun.
God, can you not play as Hoss Cartwright on Red Dead?
No,
it's not a DLC.
No, Hoss.
But you can name your horse, and you can pick certain words that are available, and it will call it that horse. So I named my horse Grace.
Yeah.
I hope his name, the horse, is available.
No, I'm serious.
I named mine Inga.
Did you? Oh, yeah, and throughout the game, if that name is supplied in the game, it will use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
We'll call mine horse.
Yeah, I was going to name mine after Billy Ripken, but it wouldn't take cuss words.
No. Blank face, not available.
Scene 3. Playing the role of Jesse will be freaking me. Playing the role of Denise will be Fat Boy.
Yay!
And reprising his role as Angela, Jimmy Jack Jackson. And action. Hey, have you talked to Billy?
I just got out of jail.
Yeah, I seen that, but no one's heard from him.
Oh, by the way, Jesse, you gave him the clap 3 times in the last 2 months, so I think I'd figure out how to get that cured before I would worry about who's talked to him or not. You a dirty hoe.
You're a stupid slut. I just gave him a blank hole. And if you want it so bad, why is he blowing me up talking about how he loves me and he wants his wife back and he's going to come get these dogs, huh?
Good luck on the dogs. That's a blanking joke. Billy just told me you ain't getting blank, and I know I'm damn clean. It's funny, ain't it, that every time he runs back to you, he gets the clap. Ha, 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 ha. And second, he ain't been blowing your ass up. He had to pay the nurse because of your nasty ass. Ha, for him to be blowing you up so much, he'd be calling me nonstop. You stupid.
Yeah, you're funny you say that, but I swear every time I ain't heard none of you talking about stuff about that. But I am going to shut up with that blinking blank mouth of yours, chick. Believe that. All you do is talk blank. Yeah, you really think he wants you? Ha! All you do is blank everyone's blank. He blinks around. Hell, they pass you back and forth like a dope whore. Better turn them tricks. Make that money so you can bail him out of jail.
Ha! Only blank I blank is your ex-husband's. Ask anybody who's ever been to my house. My name ain't Jesse. I ain't going around blanking all his homeboys who forgets who the hell he is as soon as he gets locked up. Besides, didn't you blank Daryl anyway? Yeah, so shut up. Keep talking. You know where I live, ho.
I ain't blanked Daryl in months, bitch, and me and Billy were separated. I ain't got to explain anything to you, you blink dumpster. You dumb, fat, gutter slut ho.
Enough. I'm sick of this. My phone won't stop going off with the damn notifications. Beat each other's ass or quit arguing. Damn, I think I'd rather be locked up again.
End scene.
Wow. Denise.
Was my Jesse a man or a woman?
It was a woman, but
it was a woman.
Turned into like a Jamaican.
I was like,
with the eye. Jesse, man, Jesse, no ire.
I thought you realized it kind of in the second part, and I'm like, okay, well, he'll change to a girl, but it was a dude.
No, nah, they're all just bi and pan and stuff.
I figured in today's America, who are we to judge?
Jesse would be some kind of Italian Middle Eastern man.
Right.
Did you get the visual of a dude gave another dude the clap?
It started off sounding like Dracula. It was weird.
That was the best one ever.
What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Y'all sent them in. Screenshot by you, the P1. Sent in anonymously, of course. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was possibly one of the greatest additions ever of Facebook fussing.
Rock at Work. A 93-minute Rock Block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. Calm down. We've got some news to cover. So yesterday, this thing was trending. The Breaking Bad movie is in the works with the creator of the series. But there's some controversy. Some people think
no
that...
No math in the movie, though.
No, there could be. But some people think that the show ended the way it should. You know, it's very dramatic at the end.
What happened? Can you... I mean, yeah, you can say. It's like 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was years ago. What happened?
Well...
Okay. Math, did his house blow up?
It was just like the thing at hand is there's a character that's coming back, and he could be the one that was held captive.
Is that Saul?
No, that's Jesse.
Okay.
And so in this... It's not going to be a prequel because that was something that was kind of thrown out there, and there may have been something like that, but it's going to be a sequel that's going to follow Jesse and his life after what happened. It was very dramatic at the end. He could be the one that was held captive, so it's going to follow his story. But then there are people are saying that they don't want any the story to continue. The way it ended was perfect. They don't want to continue it on.
I've said before that I thought this was kind of foolish, but now I think it's kind of cool, is that the amount of creativity with some of the greatest stories in the history of man now. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, there is a dirty version of the Scooby-Doo comic book.
Yeah.
And oh, wow. Yeah, and it's quite graphic. And then I was like, well, God, man, Hanna-Barbera didn't want that, but... It's an idea. So you come up with the idea, but you don't get to own that. That belongs to the people. People get to decide what the story is.
To some
when
extent.
When you're dead and gone, the story can be whatever.
Yeah, the
you
some
cold?
Yeah, let's freeze in damn death.
It's cold in here.
He's like 50, he had his arms in his shirt.
58 degrees in this room.
All right. So,
we're
you
hanging
know,
meat.
Yeah. People were hoping that Bryan Cranston's character, Walter White, would come back, but he was killed off at the end of the thing. So it's got to be all about Jesse.
Yeah, he shouldn't do it.
You don't think they should redo this and have a feature film on the whole show and kind of change it and bring some other characters in?
Nah, they got too much at once. Better Call Saul's going right now. That's a good show. That's already got characters from Breaking Bad on it.
Do a version with cocaine instead of meth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Change it around a little bit.
But people...
I want to see the high school version of the monsters.
Right.
Sure.
I want to see Herman Munster in high school.
Wasn't that Monster High or something?
Is that what it was?
I think so. Well, not
I want
the
to
same
see,
thing, but yeah.
I want to see the old Dukes of Hazzard. I want
right.
to see what it was like. In the 90s in Hazzard County.
Catherine Bach now?
No. I mean, like, certain stories, you leave them alone.
Well,
others have fun with them. I'm conflicted on it.
How is this going to develop into something, you know, with, you know, because Jesse lost everything after being connected with Walter White. Everything that matters, everything that's important to him.
I blow people's mind when I say so, I've never watched that show, ever.
So we'll,
never.
We will see what happens with the film.
It's
kind
of a funny show.
It.
I never watched all of it or the end of it or anything, but I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's kind of funny. It's just been 90 minutes of Frisbee and pizzas onto the roof of the house.
It was a gradual climb.
I can't go on the roof.
First season was kind of long.
Yeah.
If you get past that, it gets a little better.
But you kind of understand why Walter started selling meth. I mean, he had cancer. So there was an underlying theme that you kind of understood that he needed to take care of himself and his family. But the other stuff just got crazy and people died because of it. And it was interesting.
A lot of people take
And then they kill it. Big Pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it would choke them, strangle them. The, uh-huh. the a lot of people are texting in that you never got confirmation that Walter was dead.
What if he's a zombie now?
Yeah, he could come back. We don't know.
It would have to be one of those vague stretches.
Well, did you watch Dallas? I mean, JR, you know, Bobby wasn't even really dead.
I was born in 83.
The whole season was a dream. Shut up.
I know his sister-in-law shot
too
him.
Too soon. Too soon. Mm. Well, here's a crazy story about a driver who wouldn't stop for the police to avoid being late for work. He wound up in, you know, being really extremely late for work.
Probably got fired or something.
Yeah, right? Well, we don't know, you know. We'll see what happens with that. But what we do know is this guy, it happened in Columbus, Indiana, and the police were patrolling a car that was driving very, very slowly last Friday morning. It's a 28-year-old guy by the name of Jacob Waltermeyer. The cops pulled behind him, and, you know, he was honking and waving at the cops, and they thought that he needed some help. They noticed that he had only one working brake light, so they tried to pull him over, and he wouldn't stop, and they ended up chasing him for more than a mile, and before he pulled into a parking lot to his work, it turns out that he was trying to get to work and trying to not be late. That's why he was honking at the cops and wouldn't pull over, but instead of being late, he wound up missing it altogether when they arrested him for a felony charge of resisting law enforcement with a vehicle. So whatever he was trying to do, move on, get to work, not be late, he flagged the cops to follow him and chase him, and, you know, it all happened in front of his employer.
Wonder what sticks would do situation.
You know what gets on my nerves about that show?
What?
They'll leave the siren on. Mm. And then cops, too. It's just all, they won't turn it off.
Yeah.
So.
There's not enough nudity.
That, too.
That's true.
Man, this is a white person crime here. To be up behind the cops, riding the horn, and, like, waving at them, flipping them off, or whatever. Get out of my way, officers.
Flailing arms, honking the vehicle's horn. I mean, just, I'm moving on. I'm going to be late.
But what is the thing that I've seen on Live PD where if you don't feel safe, you can pull over to a place that you feel safe under your discretion, though.
Oh, yeah. Mine would be in the next county.
I don't know how that works from one jurisdiction to another.
I mean, that's just what I know the way it is in Greene County. I can tell you.
Missouri. Yeah. Greene County, Missouri.
Greene County, Missouri.
This guy looks like Jeffrey Dahmer's brother.
He does.
Old Dom.
He's got the nice poor haircut and the porn stash, sort of. Yeah. Well, shorter than a porn staff.
He looks like he could have been marching through Virginia carrying a tiki torch, too.
He could have been. Yes, he's very clean.
He'd have been Shaggy for Halloween.
Yeah, he could have been that, too. He's just still in costume.
And I like the dark shirt with the collared shirt underneath, like collared t-shirt, like golf shirt. That's always a good look. You know, you're very conservative if you wear an undershirt under a t-shirt like that.
If you wear a wife beater under a t-shirt, you're
like a dark shirt under a collared t-shirt. That's like two t-shirts on top.
Now you don't mean like political conservative, right? Because when you say conservative, people just think politics.
No, I'm in your dressing, in your attire, in the way you live your life.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think he meant to
I'm
be.
Wearing a Dwayne Johnson t-shirt right now, Paige. Nine's wearing an America t-shirt.
America.
I think this guy panicked because
that boy's going with electric blue.
He was late for work and he really didn't know that he'd be a criminal if he didn't pull over for the cops.
Yeah.
So it was all a bad mistake.
Crazy.
And lesson learned.
I want to find out about that. Cops text in and tell us, like, how long you let somebody go before you say, okay, you feel safe, pull over now. Right? I know it's different jurisdiction, but that's people could use that to their advantage. And then, you know, there's animosity develops.
Oh, yeah.
And then the tasers come out.
Yeah, usually.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Yeah. Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
I ain't gotten went and seen that new Queen movie yet. What is it called? Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. Me neither, man.
That's the name of the movie.
People seem to love it. Critics didn't like it as much.
What's a lot of money.
What is your favorite Queen song, Jimmy?
You're My Best Friend.
You're My Best Friend?
Yeah. Aww.
But what's your favorite Queen song, though?
You're My Best Friend.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's my favorite Queen song.
Cool. All
right. It's a two-pronged statement.
Yeah. Two-pronged statement.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
That's funny. What time is it?
Oh, crap.
Are we stalling?
Fat boy.
Yes, sir.
Give me a little bit. Oh, my God. When we come back.
As soon as I heard Matt say, then the tasers come out. I was like, oh,
pigskin punishment with something we've done before. That's right. Tasey-okey remains. This time, Fatboy gets to tase 9 as 9 sings You're My Best Friend by Queen.
Oh, my God.
I hope we got the karaoke.
That's the most demented song ever to sing during tasey-okey.
Well, get your Facebooks out. We're about to go live on Facebook. 9's pigskin punishment right after this. Hold on.
A 93-minute Rock Block starts every weekday right after the Rise Guys Morning Show at 93.3 The Planet.
Rock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.